This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. And now to a new set of beetles taking North America by storm. This time the casualty is lumber and lumber prices. The mountain pine beetle is taking a dramatic toll on Canadian forests, which are critical for home building and other lumber needs here in the U.S. A lumber industry consultant called the International Wood Markets Group has sounded the alarm in a recent report. Russell Taylor is the president, and he's with me now from Vancouver, British Columbia. Good to talk with you.
Yes, good morning, Jeff.
So what exactly do the mountain pine beetles do to the trees that they get into?
Well, these very tiny beetles, about the size of a grain of rice, they basically flock to a tree and they bury into it and lay their eggs, and that basically kills the flow of water up and down the tree, and they basically kill everything in sight as they grow and grow and grow. So it's been one of the largest natural disasters we can think of all time.
How widespread are they now, and how bad do you think it could get?
They're unstoppable, and they've now pretty much ravaged the forests of British Columbia, where we think about already almost half of all the pine trees in the province have been killed. And they've moved all the way across the Rocky Mountains into the neighboring province of Alberta, and there's pine trees all the way to the Atlantic Ocean. So this thing has legs, shall we say. We don't see it slowing down in the interim.
How big a factor can you say that these beetles are in driving up the prices of home construction, say, here in the U.S.?
Well, we've been actually predicting what we call a super cycle in lumber starting somewhere around now. In fact, we thought 2012, 2013 is when we start to see it occurring, and we're seeing it occurring, and we think the peak years of 2014 and 15 are going to see prices literally going through the roof as the supply-side dynamics get tighter and as the U.S. demand and the U.S. housing market comes roaring back.
And you can blame a lot of that on the beetle, huh?
For the first time in many housing recoveries, the B.C. industry will participate to a certain point, and then our production starts to drop. In Canada, our market share is going to drop to probably below 20% by the end of the decade. So, sorry guys, we can't help you out this cycle. You're on your own. Then that's going to drive prices higher, and we expect European wood to pour into the U.S. market, but they're going to be responsible for filling in the gap.
Interesting stuff. Glad to learn about it. Russell Taylor with the International Wood Markets Group in Vancouver. Thanks.
Okay, my pleasure.